Warming temps and heavy rains can spell trouble for your home. Don't wait for a problem. Get a free foundation inspection from PermaSeal. Stay dry, stay protected. For peace of mind, call 800-421-SEAL or visit permaseal.net.
Extremely Local News is sponsored by Marquette Bank, your extremely local bank. From Block Club Chicago, Jen Sabella joins us. Jen, good morning. Let's talk first about what I think is one of the really, really cool events we have around here every year. Open House Chicago. It kicks off Saturday, doesn't it?
It does, and it is the perfect thing to do for a rainy weekend, which is what seems to be in store for us.
Mm-hmm.
There are dozens and dozens of places all throughout the city, buildings that are hiding architectural gems in plain sight in the neighborhood. We have a really robust roundup of all the things you can see all across the city from north side to south side. Go to our website. We have neighborhood by neighborhood guides to what to see in Open House Chicago this year. There's a few new additions to the event, including Walt Disney's childhood home, which is a cottage in Hermosa. You can go check that out, which is really cool. And just like all of the old buildings you drive by every day and you wonder, hey, what does that look like on the inside? You can go and see it this weekend. It's just a really great way to explore the city, explore new neighborhoods, and we have some really amazing architecture here, so taking all that in.
Yep, a great, great event. And if you want to find out more about the public tours, and it's 20 neighborhoods, just go to blockclubchicago.org. Now to Ukrainian Village, and what can you tell us about a new thin crust pizza restaurant?
So Dicey's is the latest concept from Land and Sea. That is a restaurant group behind Parsons Chicken and Fish and Lonesome Rose, Longman and Eagle, some really popular restaurants in Chicago. They actually opened a tavern in Nashville called Dicey's last year, and it's bringing Chicago-style thin crust tavern style to Nashville, and it's been a huge hit. So they decided they are going to replace one of the Parsons restaurants, there are already three in Chicago, with a Dicey's. So the Westtown Parsons location will turn into this pizza spot in 2024. Expect like thin, super thin, crackery crust pizza. They'll have big salads, and they'll have wine, beer, and their popular boozy slushies, which Parsons is known for. So if folks in the neighborhood were relying on those slushies, those will be sticking around.
And so the folks in Nashville are digging the Chicago thin pizza now? Is that what I'm hearing?
Yes, and they're spreading the word that there's more to Chicago pizza than deep dish, which glad to see happening.
Yeah, it's true. It's true. Finally, this is interesting because you don't think of bird watching in the winter, but it's going on, isn't it?
It is. This is a feminist bird club that popped up in Chicago. It was essentially a woman who wanted to start looking at birds, and she found this group that was founded in New York in 2016 called Feminist Bird Club, and she worked to kind of recruit some other newcomers to the birding world who were a little intimidated by going with like longtime birding groups, like people who were older and really experts in birding. They wanted to kind of get into it without feeling intimidated. So this group is all around the city. They go all around the city. You can go to their website, feministbirdclub.org, and see when they have planned meetups. And they said it's a great way to not be super miserable during the winter and the fall in Chicago. You can see the birds migrating during this time of year and just connect with different people and get outside. Even if you got to bundle up, getting outside is good for you. So this is a way to do that and, you know, just get a little bit more in touch with nature.
And not be super miserable. I like that. John, thank you. Have a nice day. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Thanks, Bob.